No.
Did you have any luck finding anything at all?
No, nothing. I applied for like 128 jobs, and I got 2 interviews, and that's it.
Well, what happened?
One offered me
Hello?
A job.
Hello?
But did you hear something?
Hello?
I heard something in the background. Is that someone talking?
Hello? Yes, it is. I'm letting you know that somehow we all got connected in our conversation.
There's nobody at my house.
Roy, who is
I'm
that?
I'm going to hang up.
Who is that at your house? Roy,
hello?
Roy, who do you have over there?
I don't have anyone. Hello? It's like I don't even hear it. Do you hear something?
Yes, I hear that floozy talking on your phone. Did she pick
no,
up things?
No, no. Can you hold? Hello?
Every time, hello? Roy. Like, you're always
ma'am? Ma'am, will you listen?
I
somehow,
think...
your calls got connected to my phone. I don't know who either of you are.
Listen, you little
I'm
floozy.
Going to hang up.
You little floozy. That's not your phone. That's Roy's phone. You need to get out of his house.
I swear, Carol,
there's
nobody
no,
here.
No, no.
I would never cheat on
there
you.
Is... Carol, whatever your name is.
Hey, how does she know my
name? I am not. I don't know either one of you.
Roy, how
can
do
you
how,
hear me?
How does she know my name?
Can
she
you
say,
hear me, ma'am?
I
because
think
he just said your name. He just said your name.
I want to know how she knows
my
name.
I'm telling you.
Ma'am.
Carol, your voice is starting to echo. It's really weird.
Would you listen a minute, please?
Oh, wait. I think I hear her, too. Carol, are you still there?
Would you all listen a minute, please? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Carol, is that you?
Somehow.
Carol?
No, it's not.
Carol.
No, it's not
why
Carol.
Do you sound like...
Well, I'm not Carol. I'm trying to tell you that somehow your phone call to her got tied in with my phone.
You know what, Roy?
And I'm a stranger to you.
We're through. We're through. I'm
done with you. Well, I'm going to hang up.
Like, you got that... Like, just have fun with your little floozy over there.
Carol.
Is that Rose?
Can you hear me?
Is that Rosemary? That sounds like Rosemary.
Who am I talking to?
Well, what are you doing on our line, Rosemary? I'm your neighbor.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You shouldn't be on my phone.
Somehow your call got hooked into my phone. Too.
What are you doing over at What are you doing over at Roy's house? Like you have no
I'm
business.
Not.
You have no business being at Roy's house.
I'm not.
Then how are you?
I'm in my own home. I'm in my own home.
Roy, like I told you one more time, and we're through.
Carol.
I swear, Rosemary meant
Hello?
Nothing to me, Carol. It was just a one-time thing.
Hello?
It'll never happen again, I promise. Me and Rosemary, we got caught up in the heat of the moment, and
What is this crap?
One thing led to another, and next thing you know,
we're just going at it.
Yeah, I've heard all of this before, Roy. Like, I'm finished. It's over. I'm gonna hang up on you.
No, please don't do that because you're choosing him wrongly.
Come on, Carol. Please, just give me one more chance.
You're choosing him wrongly.
Rosemary wasn't even a good lay.
Why are you doing this, whatever your name is?
Is that you asking me why I'm doing this, or is that Rosemary? It's hard to tell you two apart.
That was Rosemary. Like, you should know, she's right there at your house.
No, I am in my own home, and somehow all our phones got connected.
She's just now leaving. She's getting dressed.
Jeez. Who are you kidding? Lying, Carol.
Rosemary, look, the gig is up. She knows about us. We just need to come clean.
Yeah.
You are a disgusting man, Roy. You're disgusting. I can't believe...
I'm beginning to agree with you, Carol. I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.
You don't even have to leave his house. Just stay over there. Okay, there she goes.
What? Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel.
I don't understand.
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel.
You're a fucking asshole.
What?
What are you talking about?
Are you?
Wait. You're a fucking asshole. Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel. Dr. Roy Gerbel. Dr. Roy.
What?
Gerbel!
Thank you, Joe DeVita, for that intro song. Hey, everyone. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad. And this one is brought to you by Dark Adderall, the Prime Minister of Australia, Synthhead, Fun Society Arcade, and Salt Teddy. They all support us over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Thanks, everybody, for doing that. I have really nothing to say today. No announcements, no nothing. So join the Discord, worldofprankcalls.com/discord. There's a few Discords in there, but the one you want is the World of Prank Calls Discord. Don't click on any of the other Discords. They're all traps. They're all scammers. And also, while you're at it, there's a subreddit. It's called Phone Losers of America. I think it's just Phone Losers. And there's a Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA. What other weird little hangouts do we have? I don't know. I feel like there's others. But I guess that's it for now. You can also find us on that Nazi site, x.com. That's x.com/phonelosers. Lots of fun stuff going on over there. We have an Instagram. It's, man, I don't even know. I think it's named Phone Losers. I'm going to shut up now. You know, just go out there and find all the Phone Losers things or look in the show description. It's probably all in there. All right, enough of all of this. Let's do some calls.
Roy.
Okay, yeah, leave him a message. You better
tell your little bag buddies here not to call me anymore. You need to call me. You left the note.
Hey, hold on a second. I'm not. We established this. I'm not gay.
We're on Roy's answering machine. Roy needs to call me back. Yeah. Dummies.
Yeah, Roy.
Call
you
me
tell,
back.
You tell him. Tell Roy dummies. How you feel.
So I think that was Ice Cat. That happened on Saturday. And I did give Ice Cat some numbers. And what the hell? He's just calling up carding people and then calling my number with them. I guess that guy probably asked for it, though. But I know I've talked to that guy. I remember that voice. I think he's called a bunch. He's in a known area. So even though he sounds like a listener, I don't think he's a listener. But here, I'm going to give him a call and see if he picks up this time.
Hello.
Hey, it's Roy from the Prank Call Center.
I
just wanted to let you know that we have fulfilled our quota this year on cardings. So we're just, we're not going to, sir, we're not going to be prank calling you this year. Okay.
That's what are you talking about?
I'm from the Prank Call Center. We've met our quota this year. We don't need to prank you.
What does that mean?
Oh, you,
what does that mean?
You figure it out, jerky.
Jerky? Look here, motherfucker.
What?
What is your fucking issue?
Well, you called me and you had some of my people on the phone and you were like, you know, not very nice. So look here, buddy.
You're not just fucking very nice, motherfucker.
Well, look at you. You're cursing at me.
What the fuck do you think you are?
And look, this isn't even a prank call, okay? We've fulfilled our quota on cardings and you are not getting prank called this year.
Stick your quota up your ass, you motherfucker.
I don't know how that would work, sir, because it's a quota.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I'm sorry you're so... I remember that voice. I think I've talked to that guy before. Oh, and he's calling me back. What the hell? You are stupid. If you wanted to talk to me, why didn't you just not hang up the phone? Oh, look, I'm hanging up the phone on you now. Bye. There. I'm just trying to get rid of these. I don't want to do cardings all day, even though that's what I'm starting with, and I don't know why. I actually spent 30 minutes on hold with Geico, which I have done before already this year. And I never get anywhere with these insurance companies. I don't know why. Like, I just get put on hold forever. And then today I gave the policy number, I mean the claim number, that this lady had given to me from Geico. But guess what? It didn't work for the other Geico guy that I reached. So I don't know what to do. I really want to talk to a Geico person, but I don't think they want to talk to me.
Roy, just tell me what NFT means. This is Wanda. I don't see any damage to my car.
All right, somebody up there was saying stuff about NFTs on the notes instead of dinged. Like, I NFT'd your car. Sorry about that.
Hi, this is Wanda. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hi, Wanda. This is Roy from the Prank Call Center. And I just wanted to let you know that I've met my carding quota for the month. So I don't actually need to prank you anymore. So don't worry about the note. It was just a prank, okay? There's no damage to your car. An NFT is a non-fungible token. That's all. I NFT, you get it, right? It's just a prank. You understand, I'm sure. Okay, thank you for calling back, and you know, maybe we'll get you next year. All right, bye. I think if I leave enough messages like that, these carding people are going to call me back and be like, what the hell are you talking about? And it'll be very confusing for everybody.
Roy, this is Gregory, and you left a message on my Mercedes sedan SUV last Thursday. I need your insurance information and your name and all the relevant information for a claim.
All of that.
Number. I filed a police report.
I like down here at the bottom here. Let me skip over his phone number. Listen how he reads his Mercedes entire model number or whatever.
Once again, that was Thursday. You left a note on my car, Mercedes 320. ML320. Thanks.
Yeah. It's a Mercedes ML320, everybody. I like to drive it around and make fun of people that don't drive Mercedes. Like that one lady and her daughter. We just drive around and yell slurs out the window at people based on what they are.
Telephone number 2012. Can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Listen here, Gregory. This is Roy from the Prank Call Center. I needed to let you know that we've reached our quota this year on carding prank calls. So we don't need to talk to you anymore. And there was no damage to your Mercedes ML320. It was just a note on your window. Any damage you found was already there. It's a prank. We do this every year. Maybe we'll get you next year. I don't know, but we've reached our quota for this year and we don't need to talk to you anymore. So please stop calling us. There we go.
Hey, Roy, this is Dave Smith. I got your note on the windshield of the car.
Oh, I bet you do.
Just calling to see what you want to do about it. Do you want to give me a call?
Let's go ahead and give this guy a call. His name is Dave.
Hello.
Listen here, Dave. This is Roy from the Prank Call Center.
Hey there.
Hey. We reached our quota on carding pranks, so we don't really need to prank you this year. I'm sorry about that. We just got really overloaded with notes on people's windows.
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, notes. Exactly? Notes on people's windows. I'm with the Prank Call Center, and we've reached our quota for the year. We no longer need to prank call you and pretend that we hit your car.
So you didn't hit the car?
Oh, no. We never hit the car. That's strictly against policy. We just put a note on the window, and usually the people we put the note on their window, they will find random dents on their car and think it's us. But we've reached our quota this year, so I don't even have to prank you. Congratulations.
What are you talking about?
Hey, listen here, Dave. Can you tell that girl to shut the fuck up?
Kill yourself, pussy.
We're trying to talk on the phone here, buddy.
Kill yourself, pussy. No one will love you.
Are you sure about that?
Kill yourself.
That girlfriend of yours loved you pretty good a couple months ago.
Kill yourself. Nobody loves you, bro.
Aww.
Not a single fucking person loves you. Hang yourself off a fucking tree, bro.
Are you projecting?
No one loves you.
Holy crap. That turned dark. Kill yourself. Nobody loves you. Listen here, kids. When anyone tells you to kill yourself because nobody loves you, they might just be angry and projecting, and it basically means you did a great job and you've got a great future ahead of yourself there at the Prank Call Center. But man, who pissed that guy off?
Listen, you fucking creeps. Y'all are some fucking... I don't even know what type of sick shit y'all be into, but word of mother, if I ever ran into somebody like y'all, if I ever seen in the history of my eyeballs y'all ever doing harm to a child or a person that you just try to take advantage of, because on some random shit, I promise you I'd curve stomp the spit out your fucking mouth.
He said curve stomp.
I would curve stomp the spit out your fucking mouth. I would literally jump in the air.
Curve stomp.
I would literally knock one of you out, put Tim's on, jump in the air, and stomp on your fucking
head. Oh, no, not the Tim's.
Until y'all shit exploded.
Oh, no.
Don't ever leave no fucking message on my girl.
Man, that's some real anger right there.
Car talking about some touch inappropriately. I will literally come touch y'all so inappropriately. Your whole family generation will never forget how inappropriately I fucking touched you. What the fuck? Why would y'all ever leave some shit like that?
This is great. Have I heard this before? I feel like maybe I've heard this one. I don't know. Have you guys heard this?
Body car. Promise you, do that dumb shit again.
Okay.
Do that dumb shit again and see how fast I don't find y'all ass.
See
how quick I come knocking on y'all fucking door, Miss Roy and Rachel. See how fucking quick, bastards.
If you insist. So, yeah, let's call that guy. I guess we left a note on his girlfriend's car, and he's just sticking up for his girl. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey. It's Roy from the Prank Call Center. I just wanted to let you know we've met our carding quota for this year, and we no longer need to prank call you. So, sorry about any inconvenience before. Aw, you're laughing. Okay, that was probably a listener. Well, no, it's in the same area that I'm getting a bunch of other notes. So maybe he figured out it was a prank. But holy crap, he was so angry, and now he's just laughing at me. I don't appreciate it. I don't know which one I'm more offended by. I think I'm just going to be done with cardings for now. I did not get very far back. I'm on September 27th right now. That's going backwards, so I have to get all the way back to the first. And there's a lot of numbers still. So, yeah, the show's over. Let's play some voicemails. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to do some more calls that have nothing to do with carding pranks. I wasn't even going to start with carding pranks today, but then I got a call from Geico, and they really want to talk to me. Yeah, next time I'll do some more cardings, maybe. I'm going to do them all year until these are all gone. I'm going to go into the request folder and type in the word pizza, because I remember maybe a week or two ago, the sign guy was sending me some pizza receipts. Ooh, there's actually a bunch of them in here, it looks like, all through September. So first I'm going to change my number to Domino's.
Hello.
Hey, Tyler?
Yes.
It's Roy from the Domino's Pizza. You ordered a pizza for delivery back on September 7th?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right on September 7th?
Yeah, I've got the receipt here. I was just looking, and I noticed your address is really close by. You could have just walked here, you know? Like, it's just a block or two. Yeah, it's two blocks. What are you, lazy? Like,
huh?
You had someone from here drive all the way to your place to bring you the pizza. Why didn't you just walk?
What?
Look, we're two blocks, maybe three tops, depending on if you cut through, you know, the block. But I just don't see why you didn't just come and get it, because you're so close.
Well, if you're talking about my place, I live in and the Domino's is not three blocks away. And if it was somewhere else, I don't know where the hell the Domino's was.
Look here, buddy. You gave us the address to Street.
Where is your Domino's at?
We're just right here, right up the street, you know, like right there on the 9th Street.
That's where I live. I don't live in. If I was in, I was probably visiting someone.
Don't yell at me, pal. You need to just shut the fuck up.
Who do you? And
why do
you? It's kind of crazy that you can even call me. Like, this is definitely there's no way this is actually Domino's. Like,
yes, it is.
This is not,
what are you talking about?
How can your corporate policy even allow you to do this?
We're independently owned, sir. Insane. We're a franchise, idiot. And I just want to call out people that don't know how to exercise and just walk two blocks and come here and get a pizza.
Don't worry about it, man. I get plenty of exercise. All right, bud.
Yeah, I bet you do.
This is hilarious.
Is it? It's not that hilarious.
Yeah, this is.
No.
Well,
you're wrong.
This is hilarious.
No, it's not.
It is. This is actually the most funny thing I've ever had happen in my life.
Well, why'd you put this address down? This 2 Street.
I was probably visiting a friend in and I didn't know where your store was in comparison.
Yeah,
so see, I just delivered a pizza.
Well, ask your
I
friend.
I paid your delivery fee, and I tipped you.
Ask your stupid friend
so
where the pizza place is.
I tipped your delivery driver to come two blocks.
No, I don't get
why
that money. That's their money.
That.
Well, I'm just saying, you're being
yeah,
a
exactly.
lazy
They're,
son
like,
of
but
the
I'm paying, I
bitch.
It was hilarious. I'm going to do it again next time, so have a good day, man.
No, don't do it. Come on, get your exercise. It does say he's a new customer on the receipt, so okay, fine, whatever. He also did not pay for his order before they brought it over for delivery. I didn't know they still did that. They just let you pay cash like a hobo? That's weird. So that was the oldest Domino's receipt, I think, all the way back from September 7th. Thank you for that, the sign guy. Oh, the oldest receipt that I have not called. But there's other ones that I have tried to call and they just haven't picked up yet. Here's a guy that came in and picked up his order at 12:17 a.m.
Hello?
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
It's Roy from Domino's Pizza.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it really is. Why don't you believe me? Why are you saying it like that?
Oh, hell.
What? What? You just faded out on the... what? Listen here, buddy. You need to bring back that tip jar. We know you stole it.
Man, you're never getting that fucking tip jar back.
Oh, you better bring it back, because there was upwards of $5 in there.
What you gonna do? Oh. And send me an invoice.
I'm gonna start spitting in your pizza every time you come over. How do you like that?
Every time I come over, that's pretty good. Hey, can I pay you extra?
Hey, can you tell that bitch in the background to shut the fuck up, please?
Hey, that doesn't sound very professional. I'm gonna talk to your manager.
I am the manager. You son of a bitch.
Yeah. Let me speak to your manager. I believe he goes by Nicholas Hanaba.
Are you guys friends with that other guy in the 618?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay, I just talked to this other guy from the 618. He made us deliver him a pizza, and he's only like two blocks away from us. So I told him he's a lazy fuck.
Two blocks away for delivery is kind of crazy. I'm not cool.
And you know what? I've noticed this about people from the 618 area code. They're a bunch of lazy fucks.
Yeah, that's my right here.
You included.
I look, I have no idea who this is. This is definitely one of Nick's friends, but...
Oh, no. Nick's a son of a bitch.
That was a good cover, though, because that is like literally the only excuse I could possibly think of for a Columbia...
Hey, Adam, shut up. I'm going to hang up now. Have a nice day, and thank you for using Domino's.
Hey, I appreciate you, bro. I will be back.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye. All right, that one did not work out. I apologize for that one, but this next one, it's not a delivery, but it's a female at least. It's Caroline, and don't worry, she's not from the 618, so she's probably not that lazy. Caroline?
Hello?
Hey, it's Roy from Domino's Pizza. You ordered a pizza from us back on September 7th.
Okay.
And you know how the Surgeon General makes them put warnings on cigarette packs? They're making us do that, and I'm supposed to tell you that this garlic dipping cup makes you fat. I just have to call all the customers that ordered. Okay. She does not appreciate my Surgeon General's warning about pizza.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Listen here, Caroline. You ordered a 12-inch pan pizza with pepperoni and sausage and an 8-piece stuffed cheesy. And you know what? You ordered 3 different types of dipping cups for 2 items. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a lot of dipping cups for me. 2 garlic dipping cups and 1 marinara dipping cup. I'm just supposed to let you know, and you didn't even acknowledge it, so I have to call you back now. Thanks for that. But look, dipping cups make you fat. So does pizza. But we don't have to warn you about the pizza, just the dipping cups. So maybe slow down on those dipping cups, Caroline. Thank you. Have a nice day. Thank you for choosing Domino's. There we go. I have taken care of Caroline's weight problem.
Hello?
Hey, Matt.
What's up?
It's Roy from Domino's.
Yeah?
You ordered some stuff from us back on September 27th. a thin pizza and a hand tossed pizza and the Parmesan bites.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had it delivered.
Like, right.
Why couldn't you just walk over and get it? Because you're not even that far away.
I don't know.
We're supposed to encourage people to be less lazy. Because not only is pizza bad for you, just sitting there eating a bunch of pizza, but then you're not even coming out to get it.
And wait, you're from you work at Domino's?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I just want to suggest maybe you try and put in a little bit more effort to exercise and walk over here and just get your own pizza.
Okay. I'm not going to get out of hand here, but it's just kind of a weird call, especially like 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, it's not like I'm your mom or anything. I shouldn't have to tell you this kind of thing. But I was just looking at the map, and I don't know. Right. It's not too far away. Just walk over
here. I also don't know what was going on that night.
Yeah.
There could have been a lot of things.
I don't know. It sounds like you're just making up excuses not to walk.
All right, Dan.
Why don't you just walk a little bit more?
Have a good day.
Did I hear you just get out of a car? I don't know if that was my imagination. I think I heard a car noise, like he opened his door or something.
Hello?
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah?
It's Roy from the pizza, from the Domino's. You came in and got a pizza from us. You picked it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you were looking at me like you wanted to fight me. I don't want to fight you. I don't see why you'd want to fight me. Just like the whole time you're in here, you're mean mugging me and looking at me like you wanted to fight. And I'm just letting you know, I don't really want to fight you.
Huh?
A fight. You know what a fight is? We get together and we just start punching each other with our fists. Tommy. Hello? Why aren't you saying anything? What the hell, Tommy? What was he doing? He sounded really busy.
Please leave your message for 212.
Tommy, did you block me or something? Look, buddy, I don't want to fight you. That's all I'm saying is I just really don't want to fight you. So I don't see why you're coming at me like that. Please call me back. Bye. Tommy knows he's in the wrong, so he just doesn't want to talk. And he also knows I'd win the fight. I'd wipe the floor with Tommy.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jakayla?
Who is this?
This is Roy from Domino's. He ordered a pizza from us a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you ordered it for delivery. And I was just wondering why. Because, we're not that far from you. You could have just walked over here and got it.
Did you just really call to ask me why I ordered pizza and got it delivered?
Yeah, what are you, in a wheelchair or something?
Is this real?
Yeah, you ordered a pizza. You had the foil pasta Alfredo, two hand-tossed pizzas.
Obviously, if I ordered it, I wasn't able to come pick it up.
Why not? We're not even that far away. How many blocks away are we? Like 9?
Like, is this a joke? I'm confused. Is there a problem with me ordering to delivery?
Oh, no. If you want to, that's fine. I'm just kind of concerned about your health. If you're just calling to have your pizzas sent to you.
I actually ordered the pizza for my kids because I was at work, but I didn't know I had to explain to the Domino's worker why.
Oh, you're blaming it on the Domino's worker that you're too lazy to come over and just get your own pizza?
No, if you were listening, I said I ordered it for my kids to my house while I was at work, but I didn't know I had to explain why to the delivery driver.
So you're blaming your kids. Why don't you have your kids walk over? They're not overweight, are they?
Where do you think I live to where I can come walk and get a pizza?
Well, you're just over there on Albany, according to our records here.
And the pizza was delivered from 9th Street.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Stop being lazy.
This has to be a joke.
No, well, I would not joke about this. Not on a Sunday.
Why are you on my phone asking me these questions, sir?
I'm just concerned about your health, okay? But,
there's
yeah,
nothing wrong with my health.
I guess you explained it. You explained it. You said, you know, made up some excuse about your kids being home alone. Okay. I guess I accept that excuse. I'm going to put it in the computer.
What is your reason for calling me? I'm confused.
Your health. Your health, because you're ordering pizzas to your house, and it's never a good sign. It's always downhill from there.
This has to be a joke. Like, this can't be for real.
Ma'am, I'm a Christian.
And you're at work doing this.
Well, I have to work. Christians have to work, too.
This is your job description for the day?
Well, it's just one of the many things I'm doing here at Domino's. I'm also folding boxes, okay?
This is a part of your job description to call people and ask them why they're getting pizzas delivered to their house?
Well, this is more something I'm doing on my own time here. But you're not fat, are you?
No, I'm not. But do you want me to report you to corporate?
Oh, no, please don't do that.
You're playing on my phone?
Oh, no, I'm not playing. I'm just was a little concerned about
your
health.
You are playing on my phone.
Why do you say that?
Because you're calling and asking why did I get a pizza delivered to my house a couple weeks ago. That's none of your business. And it's literally y'all job. It's Domino's. Y'all deliver.
Well, you told me. You told me why, so I don't know if it's not my business. Why'd you tell me why?
Yeah, and I'll make sure I tell corporate why, too. Why you want to play on my phone? Make this your last call playing on people's phones.
I'm not playing on the phone, lady.
You are playing on my phone.
No, I'm not. No, I was just asking a question. I want you to be more healthy, okay? And, you know, maybe you should cook your kids some vegetables or something. Instead of getting them ham and sausage pizza.
I'm definitely reporting you. I hope you know that. So I hope you're already in the process of finding a new job.
Pepperoni and sausage? Come on.
Yeah, I hope you're finding a new job because I'm most definitely reporting you. So
oh, don't be like that.
Playing, no, I'm most definitely being like that because don't call my phone playing. I'm actually at work right now. And if you're at work, you should be actually doing work not playing on people's phones.
You need to be more centered. That's not really the Buddha way to just go around and get revenge on people and try and get them fired. Like, What happened to you to be like that?
What is your reason for calling my phone, sir?
Your health. I was concerned about your health. I've said
that's not your concern to worry about my health. Are you my doctor?
No, I am not.
Okay. And you're obviously not a comedian because you're not that funny. So stop playing on my phone.
I'm not trying to be funny. You keep saying I'm trying to be funny.
You are trying to be funny.
Oh, hey, how dare you say I'm trying to be funny?
I'm 8 hours in on a 24-hour shift and you're playing on my phone.
Yeah, no, I'm not playing on your phone. We've been over
this.
You
are playing on my phone.
I'm just saying, you know, vegetables are good for you. And
I know what's good for you. You don't need to tell me that. Do I order from you every day?
Well, no, but you know, like you did on the 13th.
You guys are not getting any delivery orders or nothing today. Like, are you high? I'm confused. That's why you're playing on my phone.
A little of both. You know, it's a Sunday. We're just sitting
it
around.
Has to be. Listen,
calling
sir,
random.
I'm gonna give you a pass because it kind of tickled me, and I might need it in a little laugh because I'm actually working 24 hours straight.
Aw.
So, I advise you to choose wisely who phones you're playing on because somebody will report your ass to corporate for real.
No, don't do that, please. I have two strikes.
So why are you playing on people's phones? You don't like, you must get your job.
No, I you were right the first time. I'm a little bit high. Sunday is a slow day. We're just calling up people, you know? We're just having fun. We're just joshing with you.
Okay, what's your name?
Roy.
I'm not going to report you.
Roy.
What's your name?
Roy. Yeah.
Do you always work on weekends, Roy? I'm going to make sure I order pizza every time you work. And do you deliver pizza, Roy?
Oh, yeah, sometimes, yeah. It just depends on how busy we are.
You probably didn't even tell me your right name.
No, I did. I said Roy when I first called. Oh, ma'am, I'm a Christian. We've been over this.
Christians don't act this way, Roy.
I would not lie on a Sunday.
Then they surely don't get high, Roy.
Oh, no, there's nothing in the Bible about not getting high.
Oh, you might be right about that.
We checked. It's a loophole.
Oh, okay. I'll let you pass today.
Oh,
but please don't play on my phone anymore.
You're so nice. I like you.
Oh, now you like me.
Yeah. Even I'm still concerned about your health, but I think you're okay.
No, I don't even eat Domino's. That was for my kids, and I was at work.
Oh, you should eat Domino's. Domino's is delicious.
It's not really my go-to pizza place. It's not the best.
Okay.
All right, Roy. You have a nice rest of the day.
Okay, you too. Bye. Yay, nicest lady ever. She's giving me a free pass. She took my Buddha advice to heart. You know, you don't always have to get revenge on everybody. You could just forgive and forget. Like, that guy called me fat, and that's okay. I'm such a terrible person. Oh, also, I didn't even check that lady's address, you know, where she was compared to where the pizza place was. It could have been miles away for all I know. So I'm giving her shit, but she probably didn't do anything wrong. Here's a lady named Tori that ordered some delivery, but I'm almost certain she is very close by to the pizza place.
Hello.
Ah, Tori, you finally picked up. I called like seven times. Oh, it's Roy from Domino's. You ordered a pizza from us, right? On, oh boy, 9/7. September 7th, last month. You got this GF crust pizza?
Yeah.
Look, I'm really high right now. I'm at work. I don't know what's a GF crust.
Gluten-free?
No, we don't have anything like that. You know, I honestly looked at that. I thought it meant get fucked. Does it mean girlfriend or something?
What the fuck is this?
Look, ma'am, I'm having a hard time concentrating right now, and I'd appreciate if you lower your voice and not yell at me.
This is inappropriate. Do not call me again.
Ma'am, I need to know... Okay, I thought it was going to be garlic-filled. I'm staring at this receipt trying to figure out what GF means, and it actually means gluten-free. Good for her, I guess, even though she got extra cheese.
Hello?
Hey, look, why'd you even answer your phone? Why'd Tori even answer the phone? Why is she having you pick up? She's just trying to cause trouble.
Why are you calling?
She's trying to cause trouble at this point, because you knew it was me, right?
Yeah, it's Domino's.
Yeah, see? So why didn't she just hit the FU button like before? Why is she picking up the phone?
Why are you calling over and over again?
Oh, no, I knew she'd pick up, but, you know, why is she picking up? That's my question. She's just trying to cause trouble for me?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure why.
Did she get you on the phone to take charge? You do not sound like a take charge kind of person. You sound a bit wimpy.
No, I'm not
wimpy.
A take-charge kind of person. I'm a huge pussy.
Why'd she put you on the phone?
Because I'm a huge pussy and she wanted me to talk.
That's nice of you to admit that. Aw.
I can match your energy a little bit.
That's cute. Look at that.
What do you need?
Look at that. You threw it back at me. You got me good.
What do you need?
I just wanted to yell at Tori for picking up her phone when she didn't want to talk to me. It seems kind of pointless.
You're a weirdo.
This is a waste of both of our time, sir.
Okay, well, you started it. Having a little bit of fun.
You need to hang up that damn phone.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I think you need to.
Oh, no, I'll never hang up. I'm never hanging up. No, you hang up.
All right. I'll hang up.
No, don't hang up.
Next week.
Yeah, good. That's right, because you're scared to hang up. I knew it.
Are you done?
Yeah. Let Tori know she did not help me at all. Okay. There he goes. Tori's very manly boyfriend, everybody. He took charge of the situation because Tori didn't want to. Man, there are so many pizza numbers in here that I've not called. I'm sorry, sign guy. I mean, they all are in September, and pretty much all I did during September was ding timber calls. I didn't take any break from ding timber this year. But guess what? Good news, everybody. It is time for voicemails.
Hey, Brad. So what happens if I put, I dinged your car with a number from last month on a car now? You might have said that doesn't work anymore, and maybe I missed that memo.
Oh.
All right.
No, later, it's okay. Dude. Last year's car ding number actually still does work. The 913 number... And I'm looking on here, I don't see any carding calls on it right now. Just a bunch of chicken calls again. I guess I need to get over to this line and do some chicken calls. Oh shit, I do see a note prank on here. I don't know what area you're in, but here's one from September 15th. I will have to definitely get back to this voicemail. I only see one so far, but there's a lot of chicken calls in here. Thank you, whoever is making the chicken calls happen, I guess.
Yo, dude. Trying to find the calls where, like, the dial tone, you, like, play the dial tone, and then the fucking person thinks that, like, you hung up, and then they call someone else, and you, like, pick up his Cheryl. What episode's that on,
That's
bro?
Crazy.
That's hilarious. I love you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. You said I picked up a Cheryl. I'm not sure what that's from. But I do think it happens on a Tenants from Hell episode. The one where I'm Officer Tackleberry. And they think they hung up. So they start dialing the cops. And I say, hey, I'm the cops. And they get even more freaked out.
There's me. Hi, Brad. It's Jessica.
Hi.
I'm listening to a Snow Paw show. Wait, sorry, Hobosode.
Okay.
Which is, sorry, I'm trying to look at what number.
What the hell
is.
Are you doing here?
429. I'm really jealous that you called somebody who apparently you called out that they were a listener. And you're like, oh, I think this is a listener. Let me just call him. But you usually don't do that. Something made me a little jealous. Okay, sorry. I feel like this is longer than 30 seconds. Bye. Love you.
You're jealous because you did a fake note and tried to get me to call you, even though you're not a carding victim. I see how it is. You shouldn't do that. It's not nice.
Roy, it's Cody.
Hey.
From Cincinnati.
Okay.
You ever been to Cincinnati?
Yeah.
You would do great here.
400 Oak Street.
Listen, man, I wanted to let you know, I love your show.
Thank you. I fall
asleep to it every night. Is that weird?
Yes.
I have one earbud in.
You're weird.
I fall asleep. My wife gets pissed. And she says, yo, are you over there snow plowing? Meaning, am I trying to fall asleep?
It's a euphemism.
Anyways, hope you're doing good and love you.
Yeah.
And you have a great show.
You have a great show. Thank you. I'm glad I annoy your wife. I think I annoy a lot of wives.
Hey, Brad. It's Drew Peacock here.
Hey.
I'm with my brother, Chris.
What are you doxing yourself for?
A mad flapper.
We got an inquiry for you.
You have my Kenny Loggins record. I took my car in and you installed my washer fluid upside down. And not only did you do that, but you took my Kenny Loggins record and my weed pipe, and I'm going to need that back.
All right. So give Chris Peacock a call back.
I ain't calling back shit. I'll just mail it all to you. Okay. Thanks for the voicemail. It was great.
Yo, Brad, it's Polly from the 14-5, and I'm driving in a parking lot. Hope I don't ding anybody's car. Ha ha. Yeah, Dinktember has been fucking amazing this time around, and I gotta say,
Thanks. That
call where...
I really was more into it this year, I think. I think all through my probation, I was just annoyed with it.
Bring that Barba lady in three-way with that really temperamental, ornery son of a bitch. Cam, I think his name was.
What?
God damn it, that dude was fucking unhinged. He had no idea who that lady was, and he's asking her how many dicks she sucked. Like, holy shit. That guy,
I actually don't remember that, but I don't remember anything.
Crazy, man. I bet it's a good thing that, like, you were not in the same room with him, because, I don't know, he's the type of guy I think that would cut somebody, you know?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, though. Like,
probably.
But yeah, you should call Cam back, because I want to hear him get mad and be abusive, because I'm sure things that are wrong with me. Anyway, love the show.
I'm sure I've lost his number by now. I don't save phone numbers.
Brad, Joe DeVita. I'm in the middle of listening to episode 857, Dippity Dippity Dodging, and boy, is Natalie a fucking gold mine or what?
She
also
is.
Also, that Kopi Luke.
By the way, Natalie, welcome to the PLA community. She's been hanging out with us. I mean, the prank call community. She's been in the chat rooms for some live shows this week. I know she was there for Ice Cat's show on Saturday. Maybe on Dragonmere's show on Friday. I can't remember. But she got on Devin's show on Wednesday night, right around the end of the show. And it turned into another hour of Natalie. And I got in there and I chatted with her and I was kind of mean. Sorry about that, Natalie. But Natalie's hanging around in chat rooms and leaving YouTube comments now, all thanks to Devin, who invited her to come and listen to some prank calls on Prankcast. So if you see Natalie around, say hi to her. And definitely go back and listen to Devin's show from this past week, this past Wednesday. It looks like it would be October 9th. And skip to the third hour and you will hear some Natalie happening. Natalie is joining those elite few others who have come to the community after being a prank call recipient. Congratulations on that, Natalie.
Back. She was talking about, she said Kopi Luwak. I've heard of that coffee. That's like what she said was true. People that are really into coffee, they always like talk about that kind of shit. So that's a real thing, believe it or not. All right, Cactus, bye.
It's super annoying, Natalie, going on about your weird coffee brands and stuff. I don't care about your damn coffee.
Oh my gosh. Roy, thank God I got your voice now. Hey, DG from Youngstown, Ohio here.
Hey.
You mentioned you live in a lot of states. So if you can kind of give us a timeline of, you know, where you lived in this city and state and just kind of...
Are you trying to frame me for JonBenet? It's already been done.
Show us all through your travels. I'd appreciate that. Oh, maybe rank the states or just share which one is your favorite. All right. Talk to you later,
no,
boy.
I refuse. And I've lived in Oregon for like 20 years now. I don't go around state hopping anymore. But I think if you go to notla.com/travels, yeah, there it is. You can enjoy a nice little story about some travels I did with a bunch of people and all the trouble I got into. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. notla.com/travels.
Hey, Brad, you son of a bitch. Listen here. I have been a loser person listening to all of these shows for free.
You son of a bitch.
And finally, I decided, you know what? Brad needs some money. So I went ahead and subscribed to Patreon.
Cool. Thanks.
And now I get access to all of the awesome hobosodes.
Did you enjoy how I didn't put out a hobosode last week? Sorry about that.
You have put together.
I'm going to try and do two this week to make up for it. That's what I usually do. But I didn't get shit done last week.
Now listen here, you son of a bitch. You gotta make sure you're putting some new hobosodes on there.
You're a son of a bitch.
You're doing good, but I think you can do better.
Yeah.
And I think you know you can do better. But I'm getting over 30 seconds. So, hey, love you, Brad. Keep it up. Bye.
That was 50 seconds.
Hey, Brad. It's Brown Teresa. Why do you keep assuming I'm the only one from this area that's leaving notes? I don't understand that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway, that's all. Love you. Bye.
I know, I found out somehow, I forget exactly how, but there were two people in the same area leaving notes everywhere. I was just getting a ton of calls from that area. So thank you, Brown Teresa, and whoever that guy was that just called in. I think that was the other one. Okay, last voicemail, I think.
Brad. Boy, Brad. It's me, definitely the real snobby guy.
Hey, real snobby guy.
I was just listening to episode 856 where Joe DeVita called me out for having a fake accent. I just wanted to call in and say that he's 100% correct.
Oh, my God.
I'm just your average Joe regular suburban accountant from New Jersey.
You don't say.
I've never even been to Scotland.
Shit.
But I did just order 6 large cheese pizzas from Domino's to my house in New Jersey.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. That was a great voicemail, as usual, from Knobby Guy. And I think that's going to do it for now. I am done with voicemails. So today's show is over. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thank you to the sponsors, Dark Adderall, the Prime Minister of Australia, Synthhead, Fun Society Arcade, and Salt Teddy. You guys are all the best supporting me on Patreon and Apple and Spotify and all that stuff. Thanks for that, everybody. I'll see you next time. Something
regular clothes.